Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we go back in the Ring Talk archives, folks. We're from the late Emmanuel Stewart. That's right, it's been a year and a week, October 26, 2012. Of course, Emmanuel left us, colon cancer, some complications of that. But the bottom line is the Goldfather will be here in his last interview on Ring Talk Live Worldwide that we conducted. So we'll hear some history from the Goldfather himself. Of course, a Hall of Famer both in Canasota, the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and in Los Angeles at the World Boxing Hall of Fame. Then we'll talk with one of the hottest fighters on the planet, folks. We'll talk about the man main eventing, of course, Saturday night's HBO card from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden, Gennady Golovkin. People used to have a problem with those names. Not anymore. The kid's the real deal. They call him Triple G. I call him the real deal. 27-0, 24 KOs. Of course, taking on Curtis Stevens in his K2 Promotions card brought to you by Tom Loeffler and K2 Promotions live tonight on HBO Championship Boxing. You need to check your telecast, TV guide as to what time you get it, because this show goes all over the world. 160 countries, the American Forces Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out. YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? He's constantly moving. He's moving towards you. He's moving around you. He's moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. You have to keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. 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 Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mighty sounds of the Tower of Power. For that, Hillary Swank, Million Dollar Baby, yeah. The movie made a lot of money. Wasn't one of my favorites. Listen, boxing movies are not my, they're not my thing. I really don't dig them. I mean, I'm sort of like, the last boxing movie I really liked was the Muhammad Ali, George Foreman movie that they finally released like 25 years after the 1970-74 encounter. Of course, the Rumble in the Jungle. But the bottom line is, you know, and before, yeah, there was a couple other Ali things along the line, but I just, the greatest wasn't bad. I thought when Ali played himself, I thought that wasn't too bad. When he played him, it was a made-for-TV movie. It was pretty cool. But I'm not, the Raging Bull, things like, you know, Rocky. The first Rocky movie was okay, and then the last Rocky movie was like the bomb, when he was like too old and he couldn't do anything. And in reality was reality. I thought that was sort of cool about that, but I'm not into boxing movies per se, so I'm not going to go out and recommend you go see any boxing movies except for Brain, Skill, and Guts. It's a documentary with Jim Jacobs, for the most part. Jim Jacobs, the former world handball player, of course, the co-manager of Mike Tyson, Wilfred Benitez, Edwin Rosario. He was the man. I mean, he really was. As far as cutting interviews with Cassius Clay, he would cut all these wonderful interviews with Ali down there when he was Cassius Clay, back at, of course, the Main Street Gym in the Fifth Street Gym in Miami, Florida. So the bottom line is a lot of history there. Speaking of history, tonight, man, all over the place, everybody's talking about it. Gennady Golovkin, the mighty man. I mean, that's what he is at 160 pounds. Says he can go to 154. Said he's willing to fight guys at 168. I mean, how many people are willing to do this? Not too many. Okay, not too many guys are willing to go from one weight class to another and say, well, you know, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I mean, nobody's really done it with incredible success at the same time, except maybe Manny Pacquiao. I mean, because Roberto Duran and those guys, they did it over a period of years. I mean, but, you know, Pacquiao did it like in the blink of an eye. He's like knocking out guys at 126 and then 130, 135, 140, and then 147. So, you know, he had a good run. He had a good run, and he did it in various weight divisions, something that's not all that easy. But Gennady Golovkin, 27-0, 24 KOs. He really thinks that you know, Curtis Stevens has got a big mouth at 25-3, and, you know, I think he's got a draw in 18 KOs. But you look at the Stevens resume, and you look at Golovkin being one of the hottest fighters on the planet, bar none, okay, and it just looks like a mismatch. It just does. But then again, would anybody with Gennady Golovkin at this point in time be a mismatch? I mean, Sergio Martinez, the recognized world middleweight champion, originally out of Argentina, and he went to Spain, now hanging out in Oxnard, California. He's so long in the tooth, man. Just for Men, he's past Just for Men. You know, I'm seriously, you know, getting rid of that gray. No, he's past that. What I'm trying to say is he's old, real old. He's like dinosaur. I mean, and not like Bernard Hopkins. You got to give some props. Like I'll say this. Got to give some props to Bernard Hopkins for that. For last week, I mean, come on. You just don't go on TV and beat a guy 30 years old, 18 years your junior, and beat him with ease like that and not be recognized for your talent. So I do want to recognize him for his talent, although I think he has taken up the spot of a young man. I think that's a spot for a young guy, and I think that by Bernard occupying the IBF 175-pound title or that position, I think that takes away from a younger fighter, which he's part of the promotion game, but at the age of 48 and, you know, essentially coming out unscathed in these fights, I mean, come on. What's he supposed to do? He is beating world-class fighters or, you know, pretty close to world-class fighters. So I'm not trying to say he's, like, top 10 pound for pound or anything like that as far as current right now fighters are concerned. No, he's fallen off that list because he's slipped a little bit in talent and ability, and he's 48 years old. Okay, come on. I just can't put a guy that's 48 years old on the top 10 pound for pound list. Can't do it. Now, Gennady Golovkin, that's different. I can put him on the top 10 pound for pound list. Where? I don't know. I think we'll assess that after the performance against Curtis Stevens. Curtis Stevens, of course, having lost to Jesse Brinkley in the Contender TV series. God, that was like 15 years ago, seemingly, huh? Wasn't it? Anyway, the bottom line is, if he lost to Brinkley, he's probably going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree tonight by Gennady Golovkin. He talked himself into a good fight, talked himself into a good purse. I mean, he's making, I think, close to $500,000 there. More power to him. His promoter, Kathy Duva, a nice lady. At the end of the day, he's going to come up short. I just don't think Curtis Stevens hasn't the physical or the boxing makeup to hang with Gennady Golovkin. Now, November 6th on HBO, they got it going on. Rocky Garcia, of course, Rocky Martinez, and Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia, a former WBO featherweight title holder, now going for this WBC 130-pound title on the same card. Nonito Donaire and Victor Chinian, of course, the rematch. These guys hooked it up July 7, 2007, 7707, and guess what? It wasn't a lucky night for Victor Chinian. He got knocked out cold. In fact, Vic got knocked out to the point where when he woke up, he said, what do you mean knocked out? I was never even knocked down. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah, right. Well, we'll see what happens when they rematch November 6th from Corpus Christi, Texas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world. I take that back, November 8th. November 9th. Take care of it. November 9th, HBO Championship Boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Going to talk some MMA today, but it's a boxing day. Gennady Golovkin, and next up, the Goldfather. Talk about Emmanuel Stewart in the house right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Lenny Williams, platinum recording artist, of course. Because I love you, he told me that'll pay for a lot of college educations, that one song alone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing, folks. Folks, we're going to go back in the Ring Talk archives and bring you my last interview. That's right, my last interview with the gold father, Emmanuel Stewart. Emmanuel, a very good day to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Pedro.
Okay, now, what's happening with your travel schedule now? Somebody told me last week you were in Vegas, then you flew off on a Sunday morning to go to, Yugoslavia? Where'd you go?
No, I was in, in Texas.
You went across the bond, you set up camp in Austria.
No, I was in Vegas and Texas and then Austria,
yeah,
Germany, and now back in Indio, California, and leaving tomorrow, heading back to Switzerland.
Klitschko, then. Now, Vladimir Klitschko is going to take on Eddie Chambers. Eddie Chambers is that right? Is that the fight that's going on, or what?
No, he's fighting Tony Thompson.
Tony Thompson. Why did I get those two guys mistaken? Yeah. Thank you for correcting me, sir.
No, just somebody that he had fought and beat before, so it's only normal.
Okay.
Now, it's Tony Thompson who he has fought the same as Eddie Chambers that he beat before, but Thompson still gave him the toughest fight he's had in the last 6 years.
How come,
expect another tough fight.
How come, as big as they are, you can't turn the Klitschkos into one-punch knockout guys?
That's not the case. Vladimir Klitschko, they say, probably the biggest one-punch knockout guy in boxing. He doesn't throw enough punches. He's knocked out Eddie Chambers with one single punch with 5 seconds left, and there's Ray Austin. He's knocked out a lot of guys with one punch. His brother Vitaly is not a one-punch. Vitaly just wears you down with an accumulation of punches. But, Vladimir is a big puncher. He's too conservative. He lays back too much and gets comfortable with his jab. That's the problem with him. But he's one of the best out there.
Of all the things you've done in your life, okay, of all the things you've done, Hall of Famer, of course, the trainer of Tommy Hearns, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschkos, I can go on and on and on and on, back to the day of Jimmy Paul, Milton McCrory, but was winning that 1964 national AAU title, 118 pounds, the bantamweight champion of the entire United States, being recognized as champion. Where do you put that in things as far as the list of things that were important to Emmanuel Stewart in his life?
Yeah, Pedro, that was the most important thing that ever happened to me. It was the 1963 National Golden Gloves Tournament of Champions. And that back in those days, that was a major thing because you had to go to Chicago out of tradition. And for 2 weeks, you had the top fighters from all of the cities, all of the United States, Philadelphia, New York, and New Jersey, California, everyone that they met in St. Louis, and they fought for 2 weeks to see who would be the number one fighter in Golden Gloves in America for that year. And it was a traditionally very tough tournament. Muhammad Ali, where Cassius Clay at the time was his name, he had won it 3 years before I won it. And it was just like a stamp of, you know, future greatness or whatever, if you can win that title. And you fought twice a night for down to 2 weeks. And even the night that I won the championship, I had a very hard fight. Earlier that night, about 8:15, I think, and then I was back about 10:30 with the finals. You know, the last guy that was left, and he had won his last, I think, three fights all by knockouts. Yeah. But it was a major thing to do that. Today, all the accomplishments I've had with all of the champions in the Hall of Fame, it's still the biggest thing ever in my life that's happened to me in boxing.
See, now, folks, now, who knew better than to ask that question than I? Because nobody ever asked Emanuel Stewart about that, of course, being the AAU champion back in 63. And the AAU was like the NFL as far as amateur sports was concerned back in the 60s. I mean, they ruled everything. I mean, they had everything going, every sport. Anyway, the bottom line is we are on the line with the Gold Father himself, and he was named the Gold Father by the late Ben Green. Ben Green gave you that title, right?
That's correct, Pedro. He was... He was quite a character, right? Out of the old Damon Runyon character.
One day I was messing with him. I don't know if you were at the table or not, but we were all eating in Tucson, Arizona for a WBC light heavyweight title fight you had going on down there. This was, God, back about 15 years. And
you have a great memory.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, Ben Green, I said, you're the greatest fiction writer in boxing. And he goes, oh, thank you, you son of a... And he was thanking me, and he didn't realize I was throwing a jab at him. And then when he realized I was throwing a jab at him, he turned nasty real quick. But the last time I saw him, of course, talking about Ben Dollar Signs Green, that's what they used to call him. Tickle Me Pink was his big quote. And, of course, he appeared in the racing form for, like, a few decades. But the last time I saw him, he was on the Atlantic City Boardwalk for Carl the Truth Williams and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson made a liar out of Carl the Truth Williams in like 93 seconds, 2 seconds longer than it took him to take out Michael Spinks. But I see Ben Dollar Signs Green on the Atlantic City Boardwalk looking for a newspaper. And because they were so heavily insulated, the newspaper stands, because they're right there on the beach, on the water, you could hardly see what paper was behind the plastic. So he says to me, hey, kid, which one's the New York Post with Marley? I want to read that one. And that was the last time I saw Ben Green. And Ben Green, he was a good guy. I had fun with him. And, of course, he was very instrumental in your career.
Yeah, he was very instrumental. I used him as a consultant or whatever. And it's amazing. Bob Marley, who was Mike Marley, who was at that time one of the top boxing writers, still is. And that he was at his height as a writer at that time, I think, for the New York Post. And he nicknamed him Breezy. I mean, everybody that he knew Post, he had a nickname for.
Yeah, of course.
But no, that was a different time, a different era. You think about 85, 88 or whatever. I mean, it's
somewhere around there.
It's about 25 years ago or something.
Okay. Let's stop counting right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. On the line, the Hall of Famer himself, of course. I'm talking to Emanuel Stewart. And Emanuel, who do you bring to the dance tonight?
Well, tonight I have Cornelius Canaan Brundage, who's the defending 154-pound champion. He's fighting Corey Spinks, who he defeated to win the title 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Spinks, at the time, I think, was not living a good, clean life. It was rumored that he was drinking a lot, maybe doing drugs and all of it. So for this fight here, Spinks has been living in totally focused and training very hard in Florida, where he lives now. So we expect a very, very tough, difficult fight tonight.
Okay. I said earlier that Roy Jones was more shot than Tupac. You think Roy Jones would still be fighting, personally?
Myself, no. I mean, he moves and looks good, but the fact that I don't think he has any ability to take a punch anymore. But what it is, it's hard to, it's not like his reflexes are that slow or nothing. It's just, I think, suffering two knockouts close together at the time
permanent damage his ability, you know, hurt his ability to take a punch. But, you know, his commissions are still in life and in the fight, and he's always fighting. And that's something that I don't like, but it is what it is.
Okay. Is the building that used to hold the Kronk gym in the basement, is it still standing, or did they knock it down?
Well, the building is still there, but it's time to change. You know, what was really effective and productive at one time, you know, say 40 years ago, it's not effective now because the neighborhood changed and just lifestyles and everything. So we're only about 6 minutes difference, right, almost virtually on the same street. So it's more conducive to what's going on today. And the kids that are boxing at Kronk today, it's not like years back when it was mainly our inner city, you know, black kids. It's now the gym is probably about maybe 20% black. That's about it.
And, but wait, time out. Perfect. I'm glad you brought this up. Emmanuel Stewart's on the line. Of course, he's got fighters going tonight. Cornelius Bundridge, of course, the 154-pound IBF champion, defending in a rematch against the guy he took the title from, Corey Spinks. But what happened to the hungry black athlete as far as boxing is concerned? Did crack wipe out an entire generation? Did the Internet ruin this? I asked Don King what happened to the work ethic of the black American heavyweight, and he said it went the same way as the white American heavyweight. They got fat and they got lazy.
Well, I don't know. As a rule, I'm working with fighters from all over the world now, and I can probably qualify to speak pretty good on that. But I would say that the kids from Europe have better work ethics than the American fighters, boxers in particular, and maybe just kids in general. I mean, it's a different lifestyle. It's a much more serious approach that the kids in Europe have. That's why some of my top fighters now are Romanians. We have the Romanian, the twins. These are kids who have been raised in Detroit all life. I've had them since they were seven. And in fact, one of them is fighting at the Pachanga on the 27th of July, his second fight up there. He's very popular. Take a bonus. But anyway, those guys, and they've got, they say, Andy Lee from Ireland, and you got the Criscos, you know. Which
no, I realize all that. I'm still asking you, what happened? Is it the fact that...
But after the basic thing is they don't have the work ethics. They're so spread out into the rap music, and they, when they look to sports, they look automatic to what they see the most, which is basketball and football. That's where the guys are coming home with their, you know, brand new, you know, Rolls Royces and riding through the neighborhood, showing everybody what they've accomplished. And they can see and relate to that. There's not too many boxers they see and relate to. And most kids, if they can weigh 170 pounds or more, that, you know, trying to get into basketball or football now. It's just, we have so many different sports in America that is competing for boxing, for the attention of the young people. And that's not the case in a lot of other countries. Like over in Germany, in those countries, it's primarily soccer and boxing, or whatever, for the most part, you know, in a lot of the European countries. But, yeah, and the work ethics, you know, a lot of the inner city, all American kids, period.
You know what's funny?
Because they got to have their music going on. They're not
even focused that's bull, yeah.
It's a whole different focus and intensity that the foreign fighters have today compared to America.
Emmanuel, as an amateur, I'd run 5 miles in the morning. I'd go to the gym in the afternoon. I'd do all my gym work, go home, eat, rest an hour, and then go run the hills at night. So we ran some run doubles, and, of course, we swam a couple times a week. So we did stuff as amateurs that guys don't do as pros. On Saturdays, we sparred 12 rounds, 6 rounds with two different guys, well, you know, with a different guy each other round, each 2 rounds each. I said, but that's what we did at old school here in Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. And now I go watch some of the professionals, the so-called professionals. I'm not going to name them and things like that. But, you know, they seem to train half the time with half the intensity. The music's got to be on. The music's got to be loud. You're right. So our entire country has just gotten too spoiled? Is that what's going on here?
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We go into a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether the crime scene or this and that is always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposed and all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is it's basketball and football, mainly basketball, and that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, Father.
A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Okay. Go, Father, I want to wish you the best of luck tonight with Cornelius Bundridge and, of course, with Vladimir Klitschko. You just considered you are the gold father. There is only one gold father, and that is Emanuel Stewart, of course, a Hall of Famer, a former United States amateur champion. People don't realize this. This man has boxing running through his veins. I thank you, and I love you, Emanuel.
Okay. Take care then, Pedro. Enjoy.
All right.
See you on the show.
All right. That was a bit painful just to listen to. It just was. I'm, you know, like June or July 1st, 2012, Emanuel would die. Of course, October 25th, 2012, born July 7th, 1944, in a place called Bottomtown, West Virginia. Yeah. Came to Detroit, wanted to be an electrician. That's what he was at first, an electrician. Then, of course, they started Kronk, then Kronk started to roll, and you know, Tommy Hearns, Jimmy Paul, the rest is history. Of course, Emanuel Stewart has his own place in boxing history. Live, of course, worldwide. This is Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Hit me!
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Get past the
people can't pass a hitman.
He is the greatest fighter of all time, next to me.
Get him down.
Well, folks, my next guest is a super fighter, considered one of the best fighters in the world, no question about that. He has a championship belt at 160 pounds. He's undefeated in 27 fights with 24 knockouts. I call him Triple G. I call him Gennady Golovkin. Gennady, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you. That's funny.
That's good. That's good. How's training?
I'm training hard. Every day hard training.
Hard training.
Oh, very good.
Okay, you run in the morning?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and then of course you box in the afternoon, you box early evening. When do you box? What part of the day?
Yes, it's great. Just walking today, last day, my relaxed day.
Okay.
Last weekend.
Okay. I got a question for you. I got some questions for you. People want to know, before we talk about Curtis Stevens. No, let's talk about Curtis Stevens first. Curtis Stevens has got a big mouth.
Yeah, right. He's big mouth, you know. Yeah, too much talking every day.
Too much talking every day, huh? Too much?
Yeah, too much for me, too much. Okay. Not just for me, it's just for everybody.
Okay. November 2nd today, folks, a segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by K2 Promotions and, of course, the Golovkin-Stevens card, November 2nd on HBO Championship Boxing, of course, airing from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden. Wow, Triple G back in the house there in Madison Square Garden. Okay, now, he's got a big mouth. How do you think he's going to try to come out and fight you? Other guys, how do you think? He's going to try to punch? He's going to try to box? What do you think?
I think first is box. You know, I think it's a great fight for us because he's a strong guy. He has a big punch. You know, I think it's a great fight for everybody, for fans, for TV. We're ready. We have time, great time for good performance. You know, just I have great fight.
Okay. Got a question for you. Floyd Mayweather, is he a great, great, great fighter?
Yes, right. He's number one.
Okay.
Right now, he's number one.
All right. Now, he's number one. Okay. Now, my next question is, could you make 154 pounds if he said he wanted to fight you?
Absolutely.
You know, you have got a lot of guts. I got to give it to you. Gennady Golovkin's our guest, folks, and he's willing to fight anybody from 154 to 168 pounds. And who can you say that about nowadays? I mean, guys are running from guys. They're hiding with, you know, these bogus mandatories and things like that, and, you know, hiding behind promoters and sort of playing the old Floyd Patterson under custody Amato thing where he was ducking everybody they could fight back in the 50s when he was heavyweight champion. But Triple G, you are the man. I mean, you're willing to take on a 154-pounder all the way up to 168. Tell me about Floyd Mayweather. What can you do to him that nobody else has?
Oh, right now, my focus 160 in the future, and I am after training 162, 164, no maximum.
Okay.
For me, going to 150, 154, it's okay, you know. Just I want this fight because right now, Floyd, he's number one. He's the best in the world, you know. Just I think it's a great fight. But I feel my power, I feel my time right now.
Okay. Your power, the body shots, that's, how am I going to put this? You're exciting. You're bringing excitement back to boxing. Why do you think so many Russian fighters and people from the former Soviet Union are boxing champions now, where 20 years ago it was mostly Americans and South Americans and some Europeans?
Yes. Right now, Russian people like it, Porosov. Before, he's not 100% Porosov. Right now, he's 100% Porosov.
Okay, because Gennady Golovkin's our guest, folks. So, of course, November 2nd, he puts that undefeated title on the line. Of course, WBA and a record of 27-0, 24 KOs. I think I shorted him with one win, said he was 26-0 with 24 KOs on the website, ringtalk.com, this morning, of course, announcing the show. We're proud to have him, but he's taking on Curtis Stevens, and Curtis Stevens is really no joke. He's 25-3. He's got a draw and 18 KOs. He can punch a little bit, obviously, 18 wins. And 18 wins by way of knockout. But he's got a loud mouth, and he's talked a lot of smack, and he basically talked himself into this fight. And, you know, guys that talk themselves into the fight usually put up good fights. Chael Sonnen did that in the MMA world a couple of times, and he put up good fights. So I'm expecting him, he's going to try at least to win, Gennady. He's not going to run from you.
Yes, right.
Okay. You and Floyd Mayweather, when do you see this? And you really say you can make 154, 152 pounds, no problem?
No problem. I will.
Whoa. Okay, so you're telling Floyd right now that you will fight him at 152 pounds?
Oh, 52, I don't know.
54.
54 is good, yeah. Because, 54. You know,
okay, all right. Because here's what's up. Let me tell you, Floyd is always wanting to get the advantage. He wants the guys to weigh on, you know, unnatural weights and this kind of stuff, and I just don't want it to be an unnatural thing for you to come down to 54. Sometimes guys can't come down in weight, and then he wants you to go further than 154 pounds. But when you look at the entire world of boxing right now, where do you place yourself as far as when do you consider yourself one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and you know, I mean, Mayweather's on the list. I mean, people have got you ranked as high as number two and number three, and you know, and you've got 27 fights, 24 wins coming by way of knockout. You expect Curtis Stevens to be a lucky knockout number 25?
Yes, right.
To the body or to the head?
I don't know. I think it's head.
It's nice, you know, like I said, going back to the body, I used to box, and I used to knock guys out with body punches, and nobody throws body punches anymore, except you maybe. How come?
Yeah, body punches is classic. No, this is classic for Charles class.
Classic way, obviously, classic way to finish the guy with a body shot you did in your last fight. Well, Gennady, I'm going to wish you the best of luck. You go on November the 2nd. Maybe we can have you back before then, but I want to thank your trainer, Abel Sanchez, and your fine manager, promoter, Tom Lothar, and K2 Promotions and everything like that. We wish you the best of luck, my brother, and we hope to talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, 27-0, 24 KOs, putting that title on the line tonight. Of course, HBO Championship Boxing. And I give you these times. They are United States times. And somebody asked me, can you tell me what time it is in Poland? I don't know what time it is in Warsaw. And, anyway, but the bottom line is 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. That's when that's going to go tonight, of course. And it is live from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden, New York City, of course. The co-feature is going to be Mike Perez taking on Magomed Abdulhamov. That's just right. And there's an UniMas card November 2nd on the UniMas network. That's UNIMAS. Tyson Marquez and Giovanni Segura. That's in the WBO 112-pound title eliminator. But Gennady Golovkin, the real deal, one of the most exciting fighters in the world. I'm interested to see. Zach Attack Young, one of our writers at ringtalk.com, wrote the five most boring fighters in boxing last week. And this was after I had complimented Bernard Hopkins and saying that Bernard Hopkins against Murat last week, of course, looked the best he's looked in a long time as far as, I mean, excitement's concerned. And my some of you readers and listeners agreed. And then Zach comes back the next day with a totally different perspective, although he admires Bernard Hopkins and considers him one of the greatest middleweights of all time. He doesn't, at this stage of the career, and he let it be known that he's boring. He thinks he's boring. Man, a couple of guys just went nuts in the blogosphere. Holy cow, four-letter words, mothers, all this kind of good stuff. Good Lord, man, this is only boxing. We're having opinions. Have some fun. When you drop the blogs at ringtalk.com, of course, they're all checked before they end up on the website. They've got to be monitored and checked first because, you know, you guys, people can't be trusted. But with dropping lines like that, getting ethnic things, like it's just really not necessary. So tonight, you get to see the real deal. Gennady Golovkin, of course, and we're just we're a week away from Nonito Donaire and Victor Chenin doing their rematch. Of course, on top, Rocky Garcia and Rocky Martinez and Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia undefeated now, and you saw what Mikey Garcia did to Orlando Salido. And then you see Orlando Salido cut through Orlando Cruz like a knife through butter. So Salido can fight. He beats up Juan Manuel Lopez, okay? He can fight, okay? But Mikey Garcia just took him apart. It was like he didn't win a second of a round against Mikey Garcia. So that just shows you how good Mikey Garcia really is. Now, can he stay disciplined as far as his weight's concerned? Because, you know, I'll give him a pass at one time. Didn't make the weight for a fight. Came in like 27 and a quarter, something like that, for a 126-pound fight. Couldn't make it. Dropped the title at the scale. But I'm not going to give a guy a second chance, especially coming from the stable of Robert Garcia, because a lot of his guys have come in overweight. Speaking of a guy that will not be overweight, November 23rd, November 24th, I'm talking about Brandon Rios, the once-beaten fighter out of Southern California, taking on Manny Pacquiao over in Macau, of course, on pay-per-view. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at films of Rios. I see pictures of him here and there in different – he's trim. I mean, this guy is dedicated. He realizes that if he beats Manny Pacquiao, he's a millionaire. He's a guarantee he's going to be a millionaire, because in his next fight, he's going to get a few million bucks no matter who he fights. The conqueror of Manny Pacquiao, okay? I can guarantee that. Now, if he were to lose, he'll just be another guy, okay, on the comeback trail for Manny Pacquiao. Of course, Pacquiao having lost two fights in a row, albeit one controversially to Tim Bradley last June, and then he got flattened. I mean, like, boom, pancake, face first planted by Juan Manuel Marquez. Of course, that was in their last fight. And, of course, they're talking about doing it again, but Manny Pacquiao's going to get past Brandon Rios. And I guess people would pay to see that again, even though, you know, Marquez just got schooled. I thought he got schooled by Tim Bradley. I mean, I had a 116-112, and that's 8-4 in rounds, but I could easily went 10-2 in rounds for Bradley. But the two rounds that I gave Marquez were the two rounds I considered close. Now, should I be doing that as a certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions? Probably not. And I committed another sin a couple of weeks ago where I scored the fifth round of a UFC fight even. Okay, so, you know, no, shouldn't be doing those kind of things. Those sort of like scoring sins, but I'll make up for it, believe me, and I'm as straight as they come as far as judging fights are concerned. I think tonight's fight, Gennady Golovkin and Curtis Stevens, I think the three judges, we can send them home now. This fight's not going to go 12 rounds, 36 minutes, or 36 in the 10 minutes in between rounds. Yeah, it ain't going to go that long. And it's just not going to happen. Stevens is going to try to engage. He has to try to engage Golovkin at one point or another. Okay, and when he does, he's going to get lit up. As I said, I'll be redundant. I'll repeat that same line. He's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. That's right. I'm expecting Golovkin to be 28-0 tomorrow morning, 25 KOs, and he will do it in spectacular fashion because he is a spectacular fighter, a special fighter, folks. Special fighters come along every once in a while. Okay, every once in a while you see somebody as special, okay? I'm not saying he's Roberto Duran-like special, but he's special. I mean, he's about the best prospect that I've seen in 160 pounds in a long, long time. I mean, Martinez looked good at one point in time, but that's when he beat Paul Williams, and that was, you know, that was back in the day. He's not looking that good at this point in time. He's too damn old. The man, 160 pounds, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by K2 Promotions. Don't forget, Golovkin and Stevens tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, U.S. Times, here in the U.S. of A. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is East Bay Soul on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way.
Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work.
The great Rick Barry, number 24, Golden State Warriors, one of the 100 greatest basketball players in history, according to the NBA. And, of course, he brought them to the World Championships all by himself back in 1975. Wow. I want to talk a little MMA, of course, tonight. The Bellator Fighting Championships go to Spike TV. They will not be on pay-per-view. Tito Ortiz, one of the co-main eventers, along with Rampage Jackson, broke his neck, and that saved I think that saved Bellator a bit of face, because the bottom line is the card wasn't going to draw much as far as pay-per-view was concerned. So that's tonight on Spike TV. Straight up, it's a good card. Michael Chandler will take on Eddie Alvarez in a rematch for their, I think, middleweight. No, I think it's 100 and, for the lightweight championship, 155 pounds. Straight up, the USC goes November the 6th fight night at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Of course, that will be on the Fox Sports 1 channel. And Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson are going to go. That's the ninth. That'll be from Fox Sports 1 as well. That'll be from Brazil. So the bottom line is lots of MMA action in the next week or so. I want to mention this. My dearest aunt, the last relative I have living on my mother's side of the family, okay, she is just not doing that well. And I went and saw her this weekend. I hadn't seen her in a few weeks. And when you see somebody's condition deteriorate, you know, in front of you, it's really painful. It just really is. And the bottom line is I love her very much, and she's been like my mother, my second mother for most of my life. So I want to tell her that, can I say, love you. Can't say no more than that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Golovkin and Stevens going tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time here in the United States. That's on HBO Championship Boxing. It's in 100 countries around the world live. It should do well as far as numbers are concerned. It should do well as far as excitement is concerned. Stevens, Golovkin, that's the main event tonight on HBO Championship Boxing. Until next time, of course, that's Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We go for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour on boxing, the second hour on MMA. That's 2 hours Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, peace.